Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving non-stop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Early Edge. A very happy Tuesday to everybody in the chat. Thanks for being in here. Thanks for hitting the like button. I see you, Rick. I see all the bets from Big Cheesy from Japan. Mark Hood. We've got Allie in there. Let's see. Bradley Jacobs, of course, is in there. Like I mentioned, Big Cheesy, Moshi. Appreciate everybody being in here. Let's have an awesome Tuesday, and let's see if we had an awesome Monday. Let's take a look at the recap screen before we bring in the stars of the show. 3-3. Not great given the juice that we had on a couple of these picks. So we got to do better than that. I was very happy to see the Suns money line was pretty much over before it started. They jumped out to a gigantic lead in the first quarter and never looked back. We're always happy to get an NBA pick early in the game, even though it is a full game pick. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and bring in the stars of the show, because we've got a lot of MLB, a lot of NHL, and a little NIT to talk to you about. Got some props. We've got it across the board here. We got Griffin in here. You know that means hockey. We got Zach in here. Well, what does that mean? Sometimes it's NBA. Sometimes it's NC2A. Sometimes it's NIT. He'll surprise you there. And Mikey B, let me go to you real quick before we go to your official picks. You know, basketball season spans so long, and you're so good with NBA props. I think people forget that you do NFL, that you do MLB as well. So tell everybody, you're not just an NBA prop guy.
Yeah, definitely. Today is a day to be very cautious with the NBA. There's a lot of games, and there's a lot of games tomorrow. We've got a lot of back-to-back sets. We've got some long injury reports. So this is not the day to be firing up your NBA bets at 10 o'clock in the morning. Wait till later on in the day before you start putting those.
All right, Mikey B, before we get to your official picks, I got to say hello to Griffin and Zach. Zach, I want to start with you because I know tomorrow we're going to be starting to talk a lot more Final Four. We'll talk about it more as the week progresses. But one thing we were talking about pre-show, when we get to the Final Four, there's a lot that's a little different because of the arena that these Final Four games are played in. Can you explain maybe the betting impact there?
Yeah, I see. We're talking the championship here, but we want to remember over the last 9-10 years, these Final Fours are being played in football stadiums so they can draw the higher attendance. And if you look in these championship games, as a result, the totals have been a little bit lower than you would expect. To go back to last year at NRG Stadium, 76-59, with UConn two seasons ago at the Superdome in New Orleans, 72-69, North Carolina in that one. And then this is just the second Final Four being played in Glendale State Farm Stadium down there in Glendale. It's not Phoenix. People like to say Phoenix. It's Glendale up there. But the first Final Four played there was 71-65 with North Carolina defeating Gonzaga. So you want to keep in mind that you can look at totals for the championship. It's going to be higher. It's probably going to be UConn and Purdue, and you may want to take the under in that matchup.
All right, Griffin, before we get to the first picks of the day, the first official picks of the day, and by the way, for those of you looking for Buckets, his power is out. So he is not with us today. We'll have Martin Green tomorrow, and we'll have Buckets, of course, Thursday and Friday. But good news, we got a lot of soccer cappers in the chat, including Bradley Jacobs. So I'm sure we'll have some soccer picks in there. Griffin, let me ask you this. As we approach the NHL playoffs, and this is a legitimate question from somebody like myself who's not an NHL capper, does the handicapping get easier or harder, or is it really just the same as we get into these games that are a lot more critical now than they may have been, I don't know, 2 months ago?
Yeah, it's funny. We were talking about that, me and some buddies last night, actually. I'd say it gets harder right about right now, the next 2 weeks is a little tough, especially with motivation so varying game to game, team to team. But playoffs, I love. I mean, last first and second round was the best betting month I've ever had in my life. I think you sort of find these guys in games one and two, and then you just ride them all series. And it's some series are going to be high scoring, some are low scoring. You just kind of ride the wave, and yeah, it gets a little boring maybe on the research end, but there's nothing boring about winning bets. So I'm hoping what happened last year, we could run it back this year.
Wow. First and second round, according to my watch, which I've never worn, that's right around the corner. By the way, speaking of Mitch Hedberg, one of my favorite Mitch Hedberg lines, and I say speaking of, because we brought him up a couple of weeks ago on this show. He says, I don't wear a watch because I want my arms to weigh the same. Classic Mitch Hedberg. All right, Mike Varner, we don't go to the NBA. We go to the MLB with you. You've got two picks, a money line play and a prop play. You have the floor. What's the play?
First, we're going to go to the Astros-Blue Jays game. We're going to take the Astros on the money line. There's some juice there at minus 155, but we got to get used to paying juice for baseball. The Blue Jays offense has been all or nothing this season. They've played five games. In two of them, they scored at least eight runs. And the other three games, they scored a total of three runs. They were no hit Monday. That was the Astros' first victory of the season. The Astros have a much better lineup. Their ace, Framber Valdez, is pitching tonight, and they have the advantage of playing the series at home. So I think the Blue Jays are going to suffer the loss. So we'll take the Astros on the money line. And then we're going to go to the Oakland Athletics. Of course, everyone's exciting team to bet on. We're going to take Alex Wood under 15 and a half outs recorded at minus 150. Now, he was not sharp in his first out of the season. He faced the Guardians. He gave up six runs over three and a third innings. He made 29 appearances for the Giants last season. 12 of them were starts. He did not pitch well. 4.33 ERA and a 1.43 whip. He had more than 15 outs in just one of his 29 appearances last season. He's likely not going to pitch many deep into many games the entirety of the season, let alone the second game. The under is the way to go here against a Red Sox lineup that scored nine runs against the Athletics on Monday.
All right, like both of the plays. And by the way, update on Ohio storms. Nick Castrucci kind of verifying bad storms here in Ohio today. Really, the whole East Coast getting hit with some gray, rough weather. Makes me miss South Florida a bit more. But you're not going to miss your bets if you're a part of BetMGM. New BetMGM customers can sign up today and get up to $1,500 in bonus bets. Just place your first wager of at least $10 and you'll receive up to $1,500 instantly if your bet loses with bonus code EDGE. That's EDGE, E-D-G-E. All right, we got to get to a little bit more MLB, some hockey, and some NIT. But before we get there, let's hear a message from our partners.
The baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.
From the world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, now streaming only on Paramount Plus.
Yes!
Japan says, we want Buckets making his picks with the dice. Of course, that was the home run props he was hitting last year. A lot of them were via the dice, so we're going to have to bring that back. Eric David in here saying, hey, everybody, smash that like button. We agree, Eric David. Appreciate you saying that. All right. I'm going to hit you with some baseball, hit you with some NBA yesterday. Tomorrow, we're probably going to get into golf. And by the way, before I even get to my pick, everybody in this chat probably already knows that tonight at 7 o'clock, we've got the Valero Texas Open Best Bets with me, Patrick McDonald, and Eric Cohen. It's every single Tuesday at 7 p.m., except maybe we'll go a little earlier than normal next week for the Masters preview. That's right, the Masters are next week. But this week, tonight at 7 o'clock, you will not want to miss this show. We give out our head-to-heads, our first-round leaders, our outrights. We do it all, top nationality play. Whatever bet we're going to make, finishing positions, we make it here on this show. You can check out our Sportsline articles as well. But some of the detailed analysis and maybe some extra picks are actually on this early wedge show. Some of the pays to watch live picks from the chat also on this early wedge show. So tune into that tonight at 7 o'clock. Here's my pick today. I'm going back to the first five, folks. We're going to the Diamondbacks first five against, wait for it, who are they playing? I know. A-Max is not on the show, so I can say it out loud and proud. They're playing the Yankees. I'm fading the Yankees. Yes, the Yankees have started out very, very hot, but Cortez is going tonight, and I just don't think Cortez is that great of a pitcher, especially when you match him up, that lefty against the Diamondbacks team that can hit lefties, but you match him up against Zach Gallen. I'm going first five. I'm relying on Zach Gallen, who I will admit, he looked good his first start, but didn't look amazing. And, you know, granted, last year he got off to a very slow start and then all of a sudden got into the Cy Young conversation. But I very much trust Zach Gallen against the Yankees lineup. It is a great Yankees lineup versus Cortez against going through at least two times in the order, going against an Arizona Diamondbacks lineup that I think is very underrated, especially at the top of the order. So give me Zach Gallen and company, first five, minus 120 against the vaunted New York Yankees. All right, Bradley Jacobs says first five C is back. To be honest with you, I was going to give out a first five yesterday that would have hit. It was that early game. It was first five minus a half a run. It came in by like a zillion runs. I'm really mad I didn't put it out there. There was rain in the forecast. I didn't even think the game was necessarily going to go. It went, and I'm sorry I didn't put that first five in yesterday. Fortunately, we got the Suns anyway. All right. Speaking of sunny days, sorry for these transitions. I cannot wait for the NHL playoffs. I hope my Washington Capitals make the NHL playoffs. I can't wait to have a couple of futures on a couple of relative long shots, maybe some 7 or 8 seeds, because we know the NHL, anything can happen, especially when you get a hot goalie when you enter the NHL playoffs. And now, today, we have Griffin Carroll to give out a couple of NHL plays. Griffin, you've got the floor, my man. Give out some NHL winners.
All right. Yeah. So first play, love the price here on Luke Hughes of New Jersey to go over 2.5 shots at plus 142. Devils are hosting a Penguins team here who have let up the second most shots to defensemen over the last 10 games. And it might be redundant to then say, you look at the last five, 8 defensemen have hit 3+ shots against Pittsburgh. This is coinciding very nicely with Luke Hughes is starting to shoot again. Last five games, 6-1, 6-3, and 4. And I'm just asking for 3 today at a hell of a price. So I'm jumping in there. He's averaging 7 attempts his last five games. Second play, I've said it before. I'll say it again. I am never going to shy away from plus money and going aggressive with plus money. So the look I'm highlighting here is Mackenzie Weegar of Calgary to record a power play point at plus 350. I played this for a half unit, and while it's not going to be on the recap screen or recap tomorrow, I've also put a half unit on Huberdeau and Sharon Govich to also get a power play point. The reason being is pretty simple here. Anaheim on the road, they are addicted to handing out power plays. They are giving out almost 5 a game over the last month, and that problem is made way worse by the fact that they cannot stop these power plays. Last 8 games on the road, they've let up 20 power play goals. Which is leading their penalty kill to be a 53.8%, which is just horrible. Trying to put that in context, typically anything below 79%, that's when I start to look at it as a target. So again, 53.8 is just horrible. And that's aligning nicely here with Calgary's finest in power play scoring groove lately. They got 5 power play goals in their last 4. They've got 6 in their last 4 at home. And it's Weegar, Huberdeau, Sharon Govich, those are the 3 that are most involved. That's why I like them. But Weegar here, he's got the best price, and he sets up. When they get set up in the zone, he's going to be at the top, moving the puck left and right or throwing the puck at net and just seeing what happens. So I like that role. He's got a power play point and 2 straight. If you want to go safer, his point at any strength is minus 110. But again, at plus 350, I'm going aggressive tonight.
All right, going aggressive. Listen, one thing we can rely on with Griffin Carroll, like this is what I love about this show. We're not always concerned about the check marks. We always want the check marks, but we're going to give out plus 350 plays if we see value in them. We're going to give out plus 142 plays if we see value in them. And we understand that in those circumstances, we're not always going to get the check mark like we might give out like a minus 110 play or, you know, an even money play or whatever, minus 125. So Griffin's not afraid of the X. He's wanting the value. We've got a plus 350 play, a plus 142 play. Absolutely love it. By the way, Slick Vic, thank you so much for the advice. We all very much appreciate it. We will take that advice and absolutely run with it. All right. We got to get to 2 sports line picks. And then we got to get to Zach Simony's picks. Some people are asking Zach Seton Hall. Well, you're going to the NIT, but I don't know that you're going to Seton Hall. You're going to a team that I like very much as well. But before we get to any of that, one more quick break, a word from our partners.
On May 23rd.
I want to go back to normal.
What's normal?
The Paramount Plus original series, Evil Returns.
We've already hunted werewolves and demons.
And now what? A baby antichrist?
Okie dokie.
Prepare yourself.
You will not beat us.
For the end.
I have visions of hell.
Make it stop. Make it shut up.
You're not gonna survive this.
Evil, the final season. Streaming May 23rd, only on Paramount Plus.
Should you ever set foot outside of the hotel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
By the way, just to be clear on, for those of you that are not familiar with First 5 Bets, my First 5 Bet is First 5 Moneyline, which means what I need to, what you need to win if you're taking that bet is for Arizona to be up one. If they're tied at the end of five innings, it's going to be a push. And if they're winning, obviously you're going to win the bet. So it's First 5 Moneyline. There will be circumstances where some of us on this show will have First 5 minus a half or First 5 plus a half. That's a First 5 run line bet. The bet I have is a First 5 Moneyline bet, minus 120 Zach Allen. But obviously keep your ear out for the plus a half, minus half, the First 5 run line. Those are similar bets, but technically a little bit different. So you can find them in the same place. My particular bet, First 5 Moneyline Arizona Diamondbacks tonight. All right, a couple sports line picks before we get to Zach Simony. We go to the NBA for two picks, a side and a prop. And I got to be honest with you, this Mavericks Moneyline play, I understand they're playing at Golden State. It seems a little fishy because I think the Mavericks, the way they're playing and the way Golden State has kind of wilted, they're just kind of running out of weapons at this point. Team's getting a little bit older. I'm not saying that this is like an easy call because this is the NBA at the end of the day, but the Mavericks money line, again, this is a sports line pick, seems to be the play here. The way the Mavericks are playing on offense and defense, this team is really excelling on both sides of the ball. So yeah, Mavericks money line does seem like the play here. Steph Curry is going to have to get red hot. This team is going to have a contributor outside of Steph to keep up with the Mavericks in this game. Maybe that means there's some props in play on the Golden State side. Maybe Sportsline will have some props in that regard for this game. Give me Mavericks money line for a sports line pick. And then the next pick, we talked about the Wizards. Maybe pre-show we talked about them, but we got the Milwaukee Bucks playing the Wizards. We were talking pre-show about potentially some Milwaukee Bucks props, but I think we stayed away from them because we don't know how this game is going to go from a blowout standpoint. Nonetheless, Patrick Beverley under 9.5 rebounds and assists at minus 118. That is another Sportsline pick. By the way, if you want to become a member of Sportsline and get all of our picks beyond just the Early Edge, there's so many more picks than what we have on the Early Edge. You get 60% off our annual plan for all of you that are new. 60% off our annual plan. Just go to sportsline.com/join. You type in the promo code winners. That's right, winners. And you will get 60% off the annual plan. Okay, so that's two Sportsline picks. So many more picks and articles and data on Sportsline. That site is not just about picks. To be honest with you, it's so, so much more than that. We got to get to Zach. Zach, I keep teasing it, right? You are wearing what appears to me, correct me if I'm wrong, is that Indiana State blue? And if so, do you happen to have a pick on Indiana State?
You are correct, Sia. And I had to do, you know, this is going to be my last college basketball show because this time next week, the season will be over. So let's get one more winner out for college basketball. And I'm going to take Indiana State. It is -3.5 against Utah. This is supposed to be competitive in the NIT. Both semifinal spreads are much smaller than what you're seeing in the main tournament. Two high spreads in the semifinals there in the Final Four in Glendale, Arizona. So I'm hoping we get a competitive game. I'm going to take Indiana State minus 3.5. 3.5. I actually got this early on the site. If you have your notifications, you would have got this on the money line in that minus 142 range. Has trickled up a little bit now that we're getting closer to game time. But both these teams obviously have won and covered in the NIT, but it's been a contrast of styles in the way they have gotten it done for Utah. They haven't been challenged, literally a blown out UC Irvine, Iowa, and VCU on their home floor. UC Irvine gave them a little bit of a threat with a potential backdoor cover, but other than that, it's been blowouts for Utah, who hasn't been challenged since the Pac-12 tournament. So I looked at it as a main factor. And you look at Indiana State, they have had those sweat type of games. They got down big against Cincinnati, big against SMU, had to hold off a rally by Minnesota in that 10-minute mark in the second half. And this is what we've seen from this Indiana State team, even in their conference tournament final against Drake. They almost came back and won that as well. So this Indiana State team can play from behind. They've had the competitive games that you look for, and that's what I want to have, that type of angle at this stage of the season, with Utah not having been played in tight competition for a long time now. And then also the travel factor here. There's no longer home court edge. Not supposed to be. This is a neutral court, but you look at Indiana State, their fan base only has to travel a little over an hour to Indianapolis, where the site is at Hinkle Fieldhouse. So for me, I'm going to take Indiana State. They've been tested. You're going to have to sweat a little bit on this one, but take Indiana State -3.5.
Yeah, I have a follow-up question for you here. I will say Nathan Pike says Utah on the road is an auto fade. Now, granted, this is definitely on the road, kind of neutral site, but it's a good point by Nathan Pike regardless when it comes to Utah specifically. Zach, so this line is -3.5. It has ticked up. You know, obviously people like yourself are on Indiana State. That line is going to move. With that said, I personally don't see this line going to 4. Would you advise people that have this at 3.5 to maybe wait and see if it ticks down to 3 before tip-off, or just to go ahead and take the 3.5 now?
Yeah, see, because it has moved down before. It was at 2.5. It opened, I think, in that -3.5, -4 range. So there's been some line movement here. In Utah, they're playing really great, and that's what bettors are going to lean on more. So I would be surprised if the money is actually on Utah's side before the game starts here.
All right, Kylie Reynolds in here with a soccer pick. Sorry if I've missed so many more soccer picks, but he says Brentford, both teams to score. A lot of plays in the chat. Phillies team total from Japan, over 4.5 at plus money, +105. Interesting pick there. Go to Sportsline, see if maybe we got some cappers backing some of these picks up. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that might be our show. Mikey B, Griffin Carroll, Zach Simony. We covered a lot on a Tuesday. And for those of you that are looking for, I know Sniper was mentioned in the chat. You'll see him later this week as well. You'll see Buckets. You'll see Martin Green, Tim Doyle. We've got a lot coming to you this week. We're going to touch on more Final Four, perhaps more NIT. And by the way, those of you that asked about Seton Hall, -4.5. Zach, you probably don't have a play on this. I do want to kick it to you. 4.5 seems pretty efficient. Seton Hall -4.5 against Georgia. Seton Hall's been playing great. Now, they had a really unique home field advantage or home court advantage throughout sort of the dependency of this NIT tournament. They obviously don't have that right now. 4.5 seems efficient to me. What about you?
Yeah, I think you have to be careful with a team like Seton Hall, because they're one of the teams that people kind of had on the bubble of the main tournament. They have 5 senior players. And then when you get to this stage, of course, there's going to be a little bit more tied into a team like that over a team like Georgia that's just in the field. So Seton Hall has that spread tied to their senior experience.
All right. Bradley Jacobs commenting on the PSV line. There's some PSV plays in the chat as well. All right, let's take a look at our plays. Let's take a look at the recap screen. Griffin Carroll, a lot of plus money here. Luke Hughes, over 2.5 shots on goal at +142. And Mackenzie Weegar, over 0.5 power play points at +350. Love that. I've got the Diamondbacks first 5 money line tonight at -120 against the Yankees. Zach's got Indiana State -3.5. You could potentially wait here, see if it ticks down to 3 and get that one possession number. Mikey B, Astros money line -155, and Alex Wood under 15.5 outs recorded at -150. Sports line picks, Mavericks money line -105, and Patrick Beverly under 9.5 rebounds and assists. That Mavericks game is going to be very, very interesting. Today's show was very interesting. Tomorrow's show is going to be very interesting. Tonight's early wedge is going to be very interesting. We appreciate everybody being on this Sportsline channel and participating in this chat, giving out bets, asking questions, hitting the like button. Please do that every single day. We try to give you the energy. We try to give you the picks. We need your feedback as well. Sometimes that's in the chat, and sometimes that's simply hitting the like button. Either way, we appreciate you. This has been a great show. On behalf of Jake the Snake on the ones and twos and threes and fours, on behalf of Zach Simony, Griffin Carroll, and of course, Mikey B covering it all, this is The Early Edge. I am the counselor, and we rest our case.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream seven national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.